dumplings, welcome to the Let's Get Ugly podcast, where we dive deep into the latest beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha.
The sister duo, keeping it 100% authentic, super sassy, and silly, too.
We are very silly. We are going to be chatting with some amazing industry insiders that we feel are truly changing the landscape.
And we are here to dispel any myths about the landscapes that we're going to be talking about, as well as cut through all the BS that we hear about these industries.
So grab your favorite drink and come join us to our podcast, Let's Get Ugly. So today we have a stylist to the stars, Shumi Kumar.
Hi.
We are so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
And we are going to be talking to you about, of course, the most exciting fashion styling tips, which I'm sure everyone is dying to know.
Yes, they're secrets.
They are. The secrets are coming out, though.
Happy to spill the beans.
We love that. And also talking to you about creativity, because that's such a big part of your job. Yeah. And like how you actually break into the styling industry and turn into stylist to the stars.
It's a war.
It's a war.
I love that already. But we wanted to ask you about your journey into the industry. Like, did you always think, I'm going to be a fashion stylist?
No, for the longest time, actually, I didn't really know what I wanted to be. But then I sort of landed in a fashion college. I don't know if you guys know NIFT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I sort of landed there and I was a girl who used to wear pink jeans with blue tops and thought was really cool. And then I sort of entered fashion and then I realized that it's an art, which I never knew about. Dressing up is something that's actually a lifestyle. Like, people do it as living, like they earn money out of it. And I started sort of blogging and I kind of like started loving it more than I loved designing. So then I was like, okay, this is it. I'm gonna put already made designed things together. That's gonna be my job.
That's amazing. And I love how you compared fashion to art as well, because there is a big crossover. But tell us more about how you discovered that.
Yes, so I think, I mean, art is a huge topic to sort of talk about, but like fashion is just a little part of it. Like, just imagine a sky, which is infinite, which is sort of art, and a star sort of that's fashion. Cause I think, art is everywhere. Like, I could see a lamp and that could be art, and I could see the moon in the night, that could be art. But like, the beauty of fashion is that how you see that art into that sort of idea, like how do you think this dress with this shoe makes a play work? Like, that's something that I think they work like really well together with.
Amazing. And I have to say, you're definitely our best dressed guest for sure.
I was really trying to make sure that I look like a stylist.
Tell us about your outfit.
I actually just picked it up from my office. No hard rules, Mohit, if you're seeing this, sorry. But yeah, and the earrings are a gift. And the shoes, actually, I thrifted them. I went to Australia for a trip a little bit. And we were just on the streets. And I just saw this cute store, which was like a thrift store. And these were pre-owned, but I loved them so much. I had to get them.
That's so interesting, like talking about thrifting and just kind of like understanding it. So from what we were chatting about off camera was the fact that these boots were thrifted and they look amazing. But the fact that there is a thrifting market going on in India right now.
Yes. So I think that's also quite interesting. If you go through the generation now, the people who are really, really active and trying to be on Instagram and the age group, which is still in school, etc., and they're really wanting to be dressed in a certain way, everyone's going towards thrifting. Reasons being, there are so many things that you actually don't get in India, and then you can thrift them, so it's a good way of getting things. And the other being, your allowance, your money. Like, it's a great way to sort of get what you want with the sort of price that you can, you know, quote for. And it's growing. Like I see every second person who's thrifting bags, clothes, accessories, jewelry, everything, you name it. There are so many sneaker stores that are doing like thrift business. So it's actually a great thing and it's really growing well. And I'm a thrifter myself and I have so many stylist friends who just keep going and buying things from like these thrift stores. So it's a fun thing. And I also actually learned it really late. But now that I have, I'm really, really, really enjoying it.
Amazing. So tell us about your celebrity styling. We've been doing a little stalking.
Much stalking. So much stalking.
And we've seen that you've been styling a lot of celebrities for quite a few years. Tell us about the like secrets. What is some stuff that people might not realize about that side of styling?
Okay. So when I started working in industry, all my friends were like, wow, like you get to work with them and you get to be with them. And that, like, that's so like glamorous and like being out there. And I saw you in the pop picture and you were out there running behind that gown. But if you actually cut down, you sort of see the behind scenes of the same are really hectic. Like there's so much team effort, not just as a stylist, but also somebody who's doing the makeup, who's doing the hair to create that look together. It's a lot of work. And you can see I have the bags. So, so a lot of nights spent. But it pays off when you see actually someone looking really, really good and feeling it in the outfit. It's the best feeling that you created this.
Yeah,
but yeah, amazing. It's not just the cake on the walk. It has so much to do with so many things. Last minute requirements, timelines, deadlines, etc., etc. But yeah, it's fun.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, amazing. Mm-hmm. All right.
So you were talking about the fact that it's not cookie cutter at all, and there's a lot that comes with the job. What has been the thing that you've learned the most from doing this?
The job doesn't have to do anything with your creative skill. It has the most to do with being consistent. You have to keep putting the work every day. And that's when you get something out of it. You can be very creative, but you're not consistent. It's not going to turn up and be like, oh, wow, you did a great job. Because this job needs you to keep working towards it every day. Given that it's also not a 9-to-5 job, you've got to put yourself there. There are nights, there are days, there are sometimes we just go without sleep for a week. But yeah, so it's definitely... That's what I've learned. I think I can be really good at my job, but what I really need is that I need to show up every day with that same energy, with the same thought, and keep doing it.
Amazing. Love the consistency. I think it's really important. I think people always assume that it's like, you know, once it's one and done, and like once you're in there, but yeah. No, not at all like that.
If you're not in the game anymore, then bye-bye.
Yeah. So we ask you, what is your favorite shoot so far? And your response was epic.
Okay.
So we're waiting.
Drum rolls. Because I think Paris Hilton has been my icon for life. Like, I look up to her. I think she's so sassy. She's so fun. She's just herself all the time. And when I got to know that there's this shoot that we're doing, also with like Harper's Bazaar, like also one of my favorite magazines, I was, oh my God, on cloud nine. I really didn't have much time, but whatever capacity I could pull through, I had like some million clothes on the rack, but my heart was beating and I was like, oh my God, what if she hits them all? And I've never worked with her and I don't know, like, how do I do it? Like, I know sort of a vibe of the person because I've met them. Like with Bollywood, I know, okay, this person's like that. They are like that. But with her, I was like, what if she has just very different standards of working? And she'd be like, no, bitch, get out. So I was like, oh my God. But then I met her and it was so smooth. Like she was so powering. She was like, okay, you go ahead. You tell me what your ideas are. I'm going to try everything. And she went through the rack. She selected like some 10 things, pulled them out. We sort of talked through how do we want to do hair, makeup. It was, I don't know. It was just a life-changing shoot of my life. And then she sort of, one second, but also then she called my name and I had goosebumps and I was like, oh my God, Paris Hilton said, Shubhi. And I lost it. It was so good. Like, it was just, I don't know, if it was just one time experience of my life. And yeah, the best shoot ever.
Ever. Wow, that's amazing. I can only imagine what it must have been like to like get that phone call.
Oh my God. I didn't have any idea for the longest time. And I was just told that, you know, it's just a very, very, very big celebrity who's coming.
Okay.
And we've got to do it. Eventually, when we were super close to the date and when I sort of needed the body measurements to work with, what kind of samples need to come in. And then I was told, okay, it's Pat Fenton. But I was not allowed to really say it out loud. It was crazy. Like the jewelers didn't know who I'm sourcing for. The brands didn't know who I'm getting the clothes for. It was just bam, and the car was out. And then people were like, oh, it was so Paris Hilton. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was so much fun. And I also did like sort of went with her through when she was promoting her fragrance all around. It was just something else. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever experience something like that again.
Yeah, no, that sounds incredible. And we love Paris Hilton.
We do.
We are like massive, massive Paris Hilton fans as well. And I actually wanted to ask, because you have talked about, you know, a few times now about the idea of like the hair, the makeup and the look coming together. So what is beauty's role within what you do?
Okay. So I feel when you look in the mirror and you're not so confident about how you're looking, it doesn't do justice. You're never going to be yourself. You're never going to be out there. You're never going to be like, okay, you know, this is it. I'm going to kill it. So when I say beauty, it has to be that you are feeling it. Plus everything on the out makes it working. Like that's when it rolls. Like that's when you go somewhere. So whenever we do anything, it's so important for us to like make sure that the person who I'm doing it with knows what's happening and is confident in what's happening. So it has to be a group effort of the person who's doing the hair to understand how and what, how to shape the face, how does the hair look with this dress, what kind of makeup suits. So it's definitely a group effort all the time. Any look.
Amazing. I wanted to ask a little bit about personal style, because obviously, like, you find out Paris Hilton's coming, but obviously you've got your own flavor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you strategically, like, blend and style that out?
So basically, I think that's something to do with when you say that, when anyone says that I'm a stylist, I come with my own sets of ideas and the things that I follow, the things that I like, the things I would like to dress in. Like probably some other stylists would have come here in a short dress. But you know, like my aesthetic is going overboard, extra big, whatever. So when you say a stylist, it comes with the baggage that you already have a sense of style. Now, mixing that up with somebody else's style is what is the most important part.
So, what is your signature stamp that you put on all of the celebrities that you style? Like, what is it that makes it your work and look?
So, I'm a bit of a minimalist. So, I like it when less is more. That's what I usually go with. But it gets sort of reversed whenever I'm doing an Indian traditional look. So I was recently doing Ambani's wedding with Shania, and we had this beautiful red sari from Rimpal and Harpreet. And if you've seen his work, their work is sort of super traditional, hectic, heavily embroidered. But with that look, I really wanted to go more. So I put like a huge necklace over that. So I don't know. I think I sort of shift my styles a little bit, but I do think I'm a person who likes it to be minimal and clean all the time. So if you see all my Western looks are probably very clean, simple, with a little bit of earring, with like simple, clean shoe. But I think whenever I'm doing Indian, I really, really do try to experiment.
That's so exciting. And also because it gives you the space, right? Because you have so much more variety and the designs are much more intricate.
100%.
And you definitely get to explore more with that.
With Indian textiles itself, it's so much to explore. There's so many hand weaves that are practiced. There's so many kinds of fabrics that are there. So many hand woven things, so many sort of forms of art that's practiced. So I think it's just insane the kind of things that you can explore with when it comes to Indian outfits. It's beautiful.
That's so cool. I think when it comes to exploration, it seems that like your experience has been pretty positive. Like you've got your maximalist Indian, you've got your minimalist Western.
Yeah.
You have your own touch, which is like a little extra. What are some misconceptions about your work? Because it can't all be smooth sailing, right?
Of course. To start with this, the first thing which runs into my family itself is when I told them that I wanted to be a fashion stylist, I don't think anyone got what fashion stylist is. Uh-huh. And till date, when I meet a lot of them, they think I'm a fashion designer who designs clothes. Like, they ask me questions like, "Ye aapne banaya tha?" And I'm like, no. That's not how it works. But yeah, but I totally get it. Like, I don't know a lot of people know what a fashion stylist does. Like, it's a very behind the scenes job. Until you're part of the industry or you are into industry and you sort of know what's the importance of this job. The other misconception that I do feel about a fashion stylist is that a lot of people think that it's a very easy thing to do, to get like 5 clothes and put like 5 shoes. No, honey, it's not that easy. Because to imagine which shoe to go with which look and then to imagine that on the person that you're styling, that's the real deal. So it's definitely not that easy. Like a lot of people do tell us that, you know, it's just an outfit. You're just putting clothes, like it's okay.
Oh, but it's not.
No, it's really not.
We were talking about styling. Now, of course, celebrity styling is gatekept like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. If somebody was young and emerging and really wanted to get into that industry, how do you recommend they do it? Where would you start?
Okay, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because I think I got lucky a little bit, yes. So you have to sort of keep writing a lot of emails and emails and emails like a maniac for a long time for people to know that, okay, you exist and to notice you. But the easiest way, I think, is that you start interning with whoever and whatever place you get and start building your portfolio. Because, you know, one person knows the another and the other person knows the another. And that sort of kind of builds a link. Because when I started very small with this very small magazine. I don't know, a lot of people don't know about it. It's a very cool magazine. Indie grown. SSS, based out of Delhi. Street Style Spotlight.
And we
used to, yeah. And we used to sort of work with real life people and talk about their fashion and their style, their aesthetics, the sneakers they own, etc., etc. It was about streetwear in India. That's how it started, and sort of she told me how to do the next step, how to take the next step. I sort of came to Mumbai for my first internship. So yeah, it takes a lot of work. You kind of have to keep like asking people, can I please? They need to know that you're desperate for the job. It's because it's not an easy job to keep, right? So you need to make a point that, okay, fine, this person will take it seriously.
What's the most amount of emails you've sent with no reply? Just a ballpark, because I think people think like, oh, I'll send 2 and then like,
no.
And I know that's not the case. 20
plus, 25 plus, when I was looking at my graduation project, something to like actually do to finish my graduation, I was desperate like crazy. And I used to just keep sending emails. But yeah, 20, 25 plus for over a period of a week, I would say. But yeah. But I did get a reply.
Yeah, eventually. Oh, and look at where you are now. It's pretty cool.
My God, that's what.
I was going to say, like, obviously, as you've been saying, like, it is a tough job. There's a lot of work to do. I mean, your schedule is not a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. How do you balance everything? Like, do you have time to have a life?
Yeah. Because I think that sort of balance comes in when you know what you're doing and sort of planning your life around it. So when I know I have this month, which is going to be super hectic, filled with work, etc., I sort of not give that much time to myself. But there are also days when I'm actually not doing anything. The work's less. I've taken vacations. I've gone out, chilled with my friends. So yeah, like the balance has to be created. This job doesn't really offer you much, but you sort of have to work around it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, obviously, her style is flawless. And we love it. And we love to see
every
it.
Every time you say good things about me, I'm going to have
a fry. We're going to make it like a fry game.
Yeah. I love that.
But if someone was like, I'm really bad with fashion and I have no idea where to start because a lot of people have their aesthetics confused, don't know what to do.
That's me.
Yeah,
literally,
that is.
That's
I'm asking what to look like.
Yeah, but this took a lot of help and support from my lovely friend in London, Alessandro, who literally dedicated his Sunday
to this.
Like to make sure that I had enough clothes. He did a good job.
He did a good job. And also to make sure that our aesthetics matched.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like night and day.
We are very contrasting.
What do you mean by that?
Disha is just the polar opposite to me. Like she'll wear like everything glitter and shiny and sparkle and bling. So this is weird for her and this is kind of normal for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you settle in with this?
I mean,
You went for the earring.
I went, yes, exactly. I had to have it somewhere. And my shoes also have little touches of metallic.
Yeah, got
it. So I was like, I don't mind. I'm happy to do it. But, you know, I need to have the sparkle somewhere. So I feel
job.
Like me.
Good job.
Which is amazing.
We're looking for stylists if you want to come in.
Oh.
Oh my God, we did say we wanted to try and be an intern.
Yeah, we did actually. That's something
oh
I would
God.
Love to do.
Yeah.
I would love to be an intern.
I don't know if I should say that on the camera.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't think you can survive.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it is a tricky job, but sometimes I kind of miss like being on that ground zero level of like running around and being told what to do.
Yeah.
But you learn so much as well. Well, that's another story. But yeah, I just feel like there is something really cool and really nice. And interns probably don't see it now, but you will later. Like they will. Mm-hmm. And it's like such a great experience.
It is. The getting your foot in the door, the excitement, the thrill. I mean, we get excited about everything anyway.
I still remember like some of my wardrobe pieces from my first internship. I had like this yellow like H&M top. And it was like high neck and like A-line.
So cute.
And then I had these like brown trousers. It was vibe. Mm-hmm.
You were always in fashion?
No.
I would say yes for me. I did fashion before beauty. And then I fell in love with beauty.
I like to do a little bit of a mix. Like I like to do random things. Like the internship I'm talking about was when I was a receptionist at a members club. And that was so fun. Like I loved it.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then after that.
Sorry, he's not available.
Yeah. Sorry, could I have your membership card? Would you mind scanning it? And my favorite.
That's so sassy.
My favorite was when they used to check, like they used to have a record of how many times someone lost their membership card. And I held the record. And I was like, like they record that.
They did?
Imagine? Yeah. It was like lost card. And I was like,
I didn't know if it was me or you on that record.
Yeah.
So funny. But no, yeah, we have had odd jobs. Like mine was in a spiritual shop. Like that was my first ever job, like working in a spiritual shop, like selling crystals
How did it go?
And I loved it because like I loved that kind of thing. So I was like in my element, but it was very different. And then after that was fashion.
Yeah. I have to say my fashion design internships, I learned so much about business principle that I bring into my own brand. And I think that that was such a great teaching, like the art of sponsorship, for example, or collaboration. Like these ideas would never, I don't think, have even stemmed if I hadn't done those internships.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Everything is interconnected, though. Like, I feel like fashion and beauty go hand in hand so well. And you can't have one without the other.
No way.
So when people are like, oh, I'm just in fashion or I'm just in beauty, I'm like, but we're not. We're
the same team.
Yeah, we are. We are the same team. And actually, like, that's what makes it exciting because it's dynamic.
Yeah. Like, you can wear the best of the outfit, but if you're not, like, feeling it, it's not going to do anything.
No.
Inside out.
But then how do you tackle like body positivity? or like body image, because that's tricky, right? Like we all have something we're not happy about. Mm-hmm. No matter how skinny you are or how tall you are or how short you are, like we all have something that we are
insecure about.
Yeah, or like just dissatisfied with.
100%.
How do you tackle that?
I think first thing first, you don't say that to them. Let them be comfortable. Let them try things on. Let's see what we like, what we don't like. And then sort of build it around them. For example, if I am somebody who wants to look taller, I give you a pair of shoes which is like an 8-inch, right? You have to work with them until they feel confident enough to not have it on the board. So yeah, I mean, making someone comfortable with themselves is where we start, actually, honestly. And then sort of comes like shaping and like the silhouette and then structure, yes, all of that, yes. But if you see what they see, then that's a problem.
Right, yeah.
If you tell them that, oh, you are short, then you make them more uncomfortable and they will never be able to do a normal shoe. They will always go for a heel shoe.
Interesting.
So it has to be sort of let them be in their zone. And if they tell you, okay, then you keep pushing them until they know that it doesn't matter. If you're good at what you're doing, it's okay. You can be short at all. You didn't sign up for this.
No, definitely not. And I feel like with body positivity and the conversations around that in fashion, how has that changed over here or has it not?
So if you actually dive back in time, you will see that Indian cinema was never about being skinny. Like all the people who used to enact in the movies, all the heroines, they were not supposed to have abs. They had like chunk. Like they had good body, they were chunky, like not in a bad way, but like, you know, they were healthy and like there. So I think we never had the concept of being like skinny and slim. No, I don't think so. Yes, Instagram came into picture and everyone thought, okay, Kardashians is the stencil to work on. But I don't believe in that because I think I get it that you need to dress in a way that you look good and like presentable and like confident, all of that. But still be you. Like, you can't think that I'm a size 10 and I want to look like a size 6. Just look like a size 10, but the best of your size, like, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying I want you to look very super skinny and not be yourself. So I think that's something that I think our cinema sort of always promotes.
Which is great, to be honest, because it's very different to the rest of the world as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we do want to get these 5 wardrobe essentials out of you to
well,
for ourselves.
Okay, this is going to be easy because I have them. I know exactly what it is. 1 pair of denims that can go with anything. I could wear it for a day look. I could do it for the night. I pair it up with like a fun sparkly top and I can go out clubbing and I can wear a white shirt and I go out for a meeting. So 1 pair of denims that fit you really well. The other would be a white shirt. You can button it up, you can button it down, you can keep it open, you can style it up, you can do it a mini skirt, you can go long skirt. There are so many ways to do a white shirt. Then I think the third for me is a big tote bag. A bag that can have everything from the start of your day to the end of your day. Then a really good pair of sneakers, because I am someone who keeps running around the whole day. I need something which I can just be comfortable in throughout. And the 5th one, I think, would be a gloss.
Oh,
gloss. Because we are going to segue into beauty now with the questions that we ask everyone.
So these are the 3 questions that we've been asking everybody. And they're quite interesting. I'm curious to know what you're going to say. So the first is, what is your favorite beauty trend of the moment?
I think for me, it's more eyes, less lips. I think everyone's sort of doing that. And it's so pretty. It's so pretty. Have you seen that song, Espresso?
Yes.
That's my makeup wife.
Oh, my
okay.
So chic. It's just not there, but it's there. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love that. Okay.
So, talked about your favorite beauty trend in the moment, how Sabrina Carpenter is an icon.
That's my Pinterest board.
I mean, it is like the way that even the way the clothes go with the makeup and the hair, it's the like hair,
it's just a vibe. It's a vibe.
It is. It's like the latest vibe. I love it. Yeah. But if you had your personal beauty hack, like what is your must-have beauty hack that you can't live without doing?
I really want to know this as well.
It's quite, I don't know if you would call this a hack, but whenever my mascara gets over, I use that to do my brows.
Oh.
All the time.
Wow.
Because it has a little bit of black in it, but it like sort of blends in. It's just I use that all the time.
I love that.
I don't know if that's a hack.
No, it's a great hack.
It's a great hack. Because I feel like people don't know what to do with it. And actually, the brush is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just do that for my brows.
To make them look more full and nice.
Love that.
I've got my beauty game strong.
Yeah, you do. what is, speaking of strong, what is your biggest beauty regret?
Oh, God. Okay. I really need to talk about this. It's serious. Anything you see on Instagram, please just don't go home and do it. No. No. I went to Instagram and there was this time where everyone went crazy about retinol.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, yes, this is it. This is what I want to do. And I just applied it and I didn't go to a dermat and I just did it for a week and I ruined my skin. I was burning. I couldn't apply shit on my face.
Oh my God.
Like it was like layers and layers of skin just coming out. I was like, oh my God, I'm ruined for life. But then I did go to the dermat and that sort of like eased it out. But please, no, you have to go to a doctor. Like there are so many things that are not for your skin type. It's just not going to work for you. So yeah, I learned the hard way. It was very sad because I had to go to work. I had to show up. And the minute I touched my skin, it was, oh my God. So yeah, worst thing ever.
Wow. I mean, I definitely think it's definitely worth cutting out the noise from social media sometimes when it comes to like products.
There's just too much stuff. And
yeah,
like...
there is too much. And you're so always confused. Okay, this product. Okay, no, this product. Okay, no, this product. Like I have a shelf of like things that I've not even touched, but they're there because they were all there on my feet. And I was like, okay, that's necessary, but I've never tried it.
Oh my gosh. I love it. But no, thanks.
If my mom is hearing it, I'm so sorry. That's not where I spent all my money.
You're going to get a text message when this comes out or call, angry call.
My angry call.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom was like, now I'm going to keep you on a payroll, $5,000 a month.
There is, but no, we so enjoyed talking to you and like spending this time with you. It's been super fun.
It's been so fun.
Thank you so much.
You were so fun
both ways. It was so much fun. Like like I love talking about fashion and beauty. Like it's thing, right? Like
yeah
it's the vibe of life.
Girlies get it.
When we finish off the episode as a final segment, we do a little card reading for you. Okay, for the mood of your day ahead. So we will be doing this for you. And it's all beauty themed. It's super cute.
Okay.
And it will have a message for you for the rest of your week, day, whatever you want it to be.
I hope it only has good vibes.
Yes, we'll bring in the positive vibes. So I'll just do a little reading for you.
So how does that work like?
So basically, it works with energies. So it's like your
sorry, I'm bothering you.
No, it's fine. It. I'm so used to doing this. So you can talk to me. It's fine.
It's actually your energy that it needs to infuse anyways.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like I need to have a clear space. And it's your energies that go into this that get read out. And then it gives you a message that is relevant to you and helps you maybe work on something. Or you can use it as an affirmation. That's what I love to do.
Okay.
Love the affirmations. Ooh. Remove any obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. I've quite like removed a couple.
Yes. Definitely. And
I keep going on.
So with this one, it's just about like, you know, making sure that you stay true to yourself, you take out what you need to, and then you can read more of the message with the QR code on the back.
Oh, and you have
your own to go home with and play with. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Not at all.
It was just a really, really, really fun day.
Oh, I love that.
We'll eat fries on that.
Amazing.
Yes, we will eat fries on that.
Well, here's our fries. Cheers.
Let me pull it out.
You gotta pull it out.
Cheers. And that's a wrap.